My pleasure to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening, no stranger to anyone in ambient energy for any period of time. Our number one income earner has been for the last 7 consecutive years. One of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide, one of the original creators of Ambit Power Trip. He's also the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. Guys, I could spend the next 10, 15 minutes introducing this gentleman, and he would interrupt me. Let me get out of the way and let you have our number one income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. Appreciate those kind words. I had some mentoring sessions with Jim and Kim's group, and what a gracious, great group of folks. There's no doubt in my mind as to why, with their leadership, why that group is absolutely exploding. There was some vision stuff that went on, and somebody asked me the question, said, Brian, where do you see the company 5 years from now? And this was this morning, you know, and I really gave it some thought. You know, I don't want to just say, oh, you know, the company's going to do this, blah, 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 blah. I really gave it some thought. And I said, you know, where is the company going to be 5 years from now? You know, we're going through an astronomical growth period here with open enrollment. I'm going to talk about that in a second to get you focused on what you need to do there. But I said, you know, past open enrollment, we're back to 429. You know, where is the company going to go? You know, and I think 5 years from now, we'll be in over 20 states. And again, folks, I want to be real clear about this. My personal opinion, this isn't some inside scoop I have from Jerry or Chris, but this is what my gut tells me, and I've got a pretty good business sense. And what I can tell you is I think we're going to be somewhere in excess of 20 states. I think over that five-year period of time, you're going to see some additional states deregulate, which will open up new opportunities. I think personally that we're going to have international operations within 5 years, maybe not multiple countries, but a country or a portion of a country, and I think that'll be an exciting time. And I think from a revenue perspective, I think we'll be in the $4 to $6 billion range. And what that means for everybody on the call is commissions are always a percentage of gross revenue. You know, the company pays out commissions on all the customers that come into the business. And I don't know what that percentage is, but from a company's perspective, they're paying out an ongoing commission on gross revenue. Again, for purposes of this call, let's just say that's 10% of the revenue, and I don't know what it is, so I want to make that clear. I went to LSU. It took me 5.5 years to graduate, so I got to keep the math simple here. Well, on $1.5 billion, 10%, do the calculation on that, and then do the calculation on 10% of $4.5 billion. That's a 3x increase. And so what that means is there are going to be a lot more people in our business. There are going to be a lot of people that are in our business today making a lot more money than they're making today. And if we go to $4.5 to $6 billion, what that means in that five-year run is that we're going to be halfway revenue-wise to being the largest direct selling company in the world. I don't know in today's rankings where that would put us, but I know for a fact it'd put us in the top 5. So we'd move from 12 up to number 5 in the Direct Selling News Global 100. We would definitely be, as we were the fastest growing company to $1 billion, we would shatter the record to the fastest company to go to $5 billion. And we're going to be a company that's going to have the same product mix that we have today. We're going to be selling electricity. We're going to be selling natural gas, a natural add-on that's coming in 3 states here in the relatively near future is going to be solar. That's going to have an impact, but not a dramatic impact in our business. And we're going to be marketing the same product. So unlike these other companies that have exploded in growth on product diversification, that isn't going to happen for our company. Even though we're adding solar, you know, it's going to add some revenue, but it's not going to explode our revenue. You know, it's a perfect product mix for us. We're going to get a 20-year locked-in residual income off of those customers, but it's not going to be explosive to our growth. What's going to be explosive to our growth is the nature of our business, a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used, and with the exception of Texas, we're billed and collected by the same entity, the incumbent that it currently is, with no change in the way the consumer buys the product. We're not pulling out their electric meter and sticking in ours or sending our meter reader. There's no product education. We're selling the consumer the product at below retail, and it's a product that everybody already uses. So because of those dynamics, below retail, everybody already uses it. No product education, no selling because we don't have to collect money, no change in consumer buying habits. That's why this company is going to go from the $1.5 billion or wherever we are today to somewhere in the $5 billion range, in my personal opinion, over the next 5 years. So you're on the call. For some of you, you probably haven't even joined our business. There are probably some guests on the call tonight. We welcome you. We're not trying to convince you to join our business. We're just giving you some facts and figures, and hopefully you see in it what we see in it. And if you do, you need to get off this phone and take advantage of open enrollment and join our business. We have other people that are marketing consultants, brand new people that are just getting started in the business. We've got regional consultants, of course, and senior consultants. We've got executive consultants on this call tonight, and we've got some of the top income earners on this call that are national consultants in Ambit Energy. So we've got people from people that haven't even joined our business to people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in residual income on our call tonight. And we're going to increase the amount of commissions we pay out over the next, 5 years by hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? Hundreds of millions of dollars above and beyond what we pay out today. So the question you have to ask yourself if you're on this call is, how much of that's going to flow into my checking account? You know, if you go into the back office, and I certainly encourage everybody to do this, if you're still receiving a check, I encourage you to go into the back office and sign up for electronic deposit. You know, it makes the funds available immediately, and you don't have to worry about a check being lost or, you know, it taking 2 or 3 days to get to you. So how much of that money that the company's going to pay out to somebody, how much of that's going to go into your checking account through electronic deposit? That's a question you have to ask yourself. And what I can tell you is the greatest growth in the number of consultants in the time period that it's happened in, that's ever happened in my Ambit Energy business, has happened in open enrollment. Okay, there's been over 50,000 new consultants join my business. So if you're brand new, or if you're looking at the business, or you just get started, you're RCSC or whatever, you're sitting there going, am I too late to the party? Well, this is what I'm here to tell you, is it's taken us 8.5 years now to get to $1.5 billion. And what I'm telling you is in the next 5 years, we're going to get to $5 to $6 billion, in my opinion. So in other words, our growth is going to accelerate, not decelerate. So if it accelerates and you're getting on a car that's going around the track faster than the car that I got on, which the engine hadn't even started, okay? And when we started, you know, there were no videos. There wasn't a meeting in Houston, Texas, the largest population market in the state of Texas. Of course, we were only in Texas and only selling electricity because natural gas is not deregulated here. You know, we got in the car and started and hoped that the sucker went around the track. You're an Indy race car right now going around the track 200 miles an hour, and you can pop yourself right in the driver's seat and start going around the track 200 miles an hour. And here's what I want to tell you is I'm not going to be the number one income earner forever. Somebody's going to take advantage of where we are in the marketplace, this incredible growth that's ahead of us, the dynamics that I just went over, and they're going to hop in the driver's seat, and they're going to start driving the car, and they're going to start lapping me, okay? And yes, it might take 3 or 4 years for somebody to eclipse me as the number one income earner. It's probably going to happen in an ambition this year or the next year. I'll concede that because I'm still working the business. But as I retire and go and sit on the beaches of the world and reap the reward of the tremendous amount of work that I put into the business, somebody's going to be putting their foot on the accelerator, and they're going to lap me and lap me and lap me and lap me, and somebody else is going to become the number one income earner. And the top 10 income earners of today aren't going to be the top 10 income earners of 5 years from now. And the top 50 income earners of today aren't going to be the top 50 income earners 10 years from now. And what I can tell you, and I probably understand the marketing plan better than anybody on this call, what I can tell you is that the way our marketing plan works with the upfront bonuses and the residual incomes is somebody that is brand new in our business, or maybe somebody that's going to join our business tonight after this phone call, can get into the top 50 income earners and make substantial six-figure incomes over this five-year run that I'm talking about where this company is going to go through the roof. And the question you have to ask yourself again is it going to be me? What is it that I have to do to participate in that and to maximize it? Well, We have people from all different walks of life, all different spheres of influence, all different income levels, and all different commitments to this business. Some people on this call are working this business 80 hours a week, and some people on this call are literally working this business no hours per week. I mean, they're putting an hour in today, so listening to the call, so they're going to have an hour in this week, but they haven't spent any time on it in the last few weeks, okay? So, you know, a lot of it's going to be determined by your commitment. So let's talk about the two things that it's going to take to be successful in this business. First and foremost, a consistent, persistent effort over time. I should not and will not, and nor should your sponsor or your upline or anybody else dictate to you how many hours of work a week you work in this business. That's something that's personal. You have to look at your life. And the only guidance I can give you there is God first, family second, and ambient energy third. So get rid of the poker games and the bridge clubs and get rid of the boob tube couch potato syndrome. You know, get rid of all the things in your life that just consume endless hours of your time and start to focus them on ambient energy. So maybe it's 3 hours a week to start, and then it increases to 5 to 8 to 10 to 12. And for some people, what happens is they transition out of their existing job and do ambient energy full time. So the faster you can get more hours doing the things that we get paid to do, and we only get paid to do two things, simplest business in the world. You get paid to gather personal customers. These are people you know, love, and trust that you're going to put on the energy service. Okay, they're typically going to be residential customers, but if your uncle is a chiropractor and he'll sign up his chiropractor's business on the commercial product, then sign them up. But you're going to sign up residential customers for the most part. When you get 20 customers, all you have to do is maintain that number to get paid through our entire marketing plan. 20 customers that you personally sign up are going to pay you a nickel per customer per month, so you're going to get a whopping dollar. No one gets in this business for a dollar per month. The only other thing that this company is going to pay you to do is to personally enroll somebody into the business and help that person gather customers. And for doing that, they're going to pay you a bonus, and then they're going to pay you residual income off that customer base. And when you help that person gather customers, it's going to help you get promoted, and it's going to help the new person get promoted. So nobody gets paid ambient energy without the acquisition of customers, and I'll come back to that in a second. So you're going to get paid to do two things. You're going to get paid a buck to maximize the personal customer acquisition. It's the first thing you're going to get paid for. Second thing you're going to get paid for is to help other people get involved in our business and help them gather customers. That's where you can literally make multiple millions of dollars. I'm approaching, from the time I started the business 8.5 years ago, I think within a month or two, I'll crack $25 million that this company has paid me and my family. Folks, that's life-changing. It's not only life-changing for me, but I've been able to touch some other lives and some other things that are dear to our hearts, and it's been life-changing for those organizations and some of those people as well. You have the opportunity to create generational wealth for you and your family. If I were to say, this is the last call I'm ever going to do, I'm going to retire, I'll show up at Ambition, give my number one income earner speech for as long as I'm the number one income earner, I'm not going to do any three-way calls, I'm not going to do business builder calls, I'm not going to go do trainings, I'm not going to do any of that anymore, no more power trips for me, I'm done, I'm retired, whatever. In my personal opinion, I couldn't stop my income from going to $1 million a month. Why? Because just because I retire doesn't mean everybody else retires. So not only do you have the opportunity to make generational wealth and income, but you have the opportunity to create a money-making machine that's not dependent on you. Everybody on this call is going to do one or two things tomorrow unless they have the day off. They're going to go be a W-2 employee for somebody and go make somebody else's dreams come true. Or they're going to go execute in the business that they already own and operate. Maybe you're a real estate agent or insurance agent, or you own a little retail shop. You're either going to go to work for yourself tomorrow in a traditional business, or you're going to go to work for somebody else as an employee. And whatever it is you do, you're going to get paid for. When you do it the next month, you're going to get paid for it. When you do it the next month, you're going to get paid for it. But if you don't do it the next month, you're not going to get paid. Understand the difference between getting paid for what you do, training time and labor for money, and getting paid for what you start. See, the very first person I ever put into my ambient energy business introduced me tonight. His name's Bear Gordon. He's an incredible person, an incredible friend, and I was honored to be asked to be best man. And so you think about the fact that Bear got into the business, and then somebody else got into the business, and then they started putting some people into the business. Then I put about a year in or a few months in, I put Ray Monty into the business, and he started putting a few people in, and he started putting a few people in. And that's a money-making machine that's in my business that will continue to work the business even after I retire. Bear's not where he wants to be financially, and you know, thousands upon thousands of people that are working that business are not where they want to be financially. So when I retire, I didn't get paid for what I'm doing. That's not what I got paid for this month. I got paid for what I started back in September of 2006. And people ask me all the time, Brian, how much money did you make your first month in the business? Well, my first full month in the business was October of 06, and I could go in my back office and look it up, but it was probably in bonuses, no residuals at all because we were just signing up customers. It was probably $4,000 or $5,000 in leadership bonuses. There were no bonuses. We just got paid out the standard marketing plan. The company didn't have enough money to pay us out any sort of bonuses for going and getting a couple of extra customers. But that's not what I got paid the first month in the business. See, I get literally paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a month off of what I started by putting Philip and Bear Gordon in, Philip Eckert, who's the number two income earner, and Bear Gordon into my business the first month that I got in the business. And it's paid me tens of millions of dollars to date, and it will pay me hundreds of millions of dollars into the future. So I don't know how much money I got paid the first month in the business, and it's not all in my bank account now, but it's going to be literally over $100 million. So it's your first month in the business. Are you going to go put in your Philip Eckert or your Bear Gordon? I didn't know if they were going to build the business when I got started. God bless me with two great friends and two great people that stayed focused and put some people in and put people in and put people in and put people in. And I kept putting people in myself. I put in, you know, Pete Morgans, who's built a big business, got Peter Luda and the group up in Chicago underneath them. And a little after that, or actually before that, I put Ray Monty into the business, built a massive business. And I put this one in and that one in, and they built nice businesses. And you know, and the bottom line is I just didn't quit. I just kept doing the two things I got paid to do. I'd gather a customer when somebody would say no to the business, and I'd sign them up as a customer. And then I just kept showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. So if you came to this call wanting to know, how do I get there? Show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, which brings me to what I really want to talk about on this call. And that's open enrollment. You know, I was absolutely unequivocally flabbergasted that the company extended open enrollment until April 3rd, another 3 weeks. I was flabbergasted. Thrilled, but flabbergasted. I absolutely promise you they're not going to extend it again. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you know, I just can't even see how it can happen. You know, so I'm 99.9%. Last time I was 100%, they proved me wrong. So I'm 99.9% sure it's not going to be extended. When we put somebody into the business and open enrollment, it's only a $24.95 investment. And so it's really easy for that person to walk away from the business. When we put people in under our marketing plan of $429, 30% of the people that I put into the business never trigger bonuses. You know, they got discouraged when their mom said no, they wouldn't be their customer. Or, you know, they let the 28 days pass and then they got active in the business month two or month three or whatever. Doesn't mean that those people didn't do the business. Just means they didn't get their customers they needed in the first 28 days and it didn't trigger the bonus. And so what I'm telling you is if it was 70-30 on a $429 investment where 70% of the people actually went and started to get their investment back, I can promise you it's 80-20 the other way, where only 20% of the people are ever going to go trigger their bonuses because there's just not that big of an investment involved at $24.95. But here's what I can tell you, absolutely unequivocal fact, because I can look it up in my back office. The 70% gathered a certain number of customers. This is $429 consultants coming into the business. Those 70% went and gathered customers. That was 1,000 customers in a month's time. The 20% that are going and gathering customers now are gathering multiple fold of 1,000 customers, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 customers. So in other words, even though less people are gathering customers, more customers are being gathered because less is more, if you will. The 20% is higher than the 70%. And under the current program, you have to gather customers to get promoted. So what that's forced the senior consultants and the regional consultants and the executive consultants is really get in the trenches and help their people gather customers to get them started and to get their, and for that regional senior or executive to get their promotion or even marketing consultants. So what we're seeing is we've seen an explosion of customers. But here's what I want to tell you, that a person is not going to do this business unless they see a check with their name on it. So it's incumbent on you, and that team builder bonus is paid for you to go and help that person gather customers. Now, we're not in the motivation business, and there's only to a certain extent you can work with somebody to help them gather their customers. But what I'll tell you is if you'll take some of your time and focus on your new people and get into the business and help them gather customers and trigger that $100 check to them, the probability that they're going to stay in your business and be an active Ambit Energy consultant when we go back up above zero or open enrollment, and I don't think the company's going to jump right back to $429. My guess is it'll be something less than that, and then they'll step it back up to $429 over time. But whatever that increase is, what's going to happen at that moment in time, even if they said it's $50 to get in, you know, on April 4th, there's going to be less people come into our business on $50 than there are $0. So what I can tell you is that you need to start working now to get people paid, because if a person gets paid and they up it to $100 or $200, they say, well, man, I made $100. I'd pay $100 or $200 or $300 or whatever they're going to step it up to. They're going to believe that they can go and bring people into their business because they've already made that money back. So, again, what I'm telling you is that you need to get in the trenches and help these people gather customers, not the unwilling, not the ones that aren't going to return your calls, not the ones that are giving you all the excuses, but the ones that are willing. You need to get down and have dialing parties with them. You need to have them three-way on the call and coach you through the call. You can send them to Top Ambit Leaders, click on training, and then click on these Sunday night calls that deal with how to invite people to take a look. And when they invite somebody to take a look that doesn't want to become their customer, they just got a customer. So I'm not talking about gathering customers in lieu of enrolling people into the business. What I'm talking about is there's no better time to build the business. And yes, we've been working hard because this promotion's been extended a couple of times. But I see people that are building serious businesses start to slow down. The customers aren't slowing down. The customers are pouring in. But the number of people that are coming into our business is slowing down a little bit. Folks, if you're building the business right, it should be increasing, because the people that are saying no to the business, which is less people than it was before because of the price entry point, the ones that are saying no are even hesitating and saying, maybe you should be signing up as customers. So what I'm telling you is between now and April 3rd, you need to work like your hair's on fire and get as many new people involved in the business and get as many willing people, and I'm going to emphasize that word, willing people, get as many willing people involved in our business as you possibly can, so that they can go out and they can start to enroll people into the business. I can't emphasize enough about what a special moment in time it is. Now is not the time to say I'm tired and sitting on the bench. Now's the time to take a shot at Gatorade or do whatever you got to do to find energy to go build your Ambit Energy business, because you're going to set the foundation, okay? You're going to set the foundation here between what you've done so far in open enrollment and April 3rd. You're going to set the foundation that you're going to build on to see how much of those hundreds of millions of dollars of additional commissions that this company is going to pay out over the next several years as we grow over the next 5 years to what I believe to be a $5 billion mark, how much of that are you going to get? And today is the foundation. In other words, today's the day that you, if you're brand new in the business, have the opportunity to put in your fill-up. Now's the day that you have the opportunity to put in your bear court. Now's the day that once you get your fill-up, Philip can go put in Steve Thompson. And then Steve Thompson can go put in Debbie and Chris. And then as this thing grows, just like I did, you can go put in your Pete Mortgage and your Gretchen Benolkin and your Ray Monty and your West Grand Staff and other people that are going to help you to continue to grow serious legs and serious businesses, all those people promoted to executive consultant. And then they put in people who put in people, and those people start to grow. In other words, you foundationally are setting the rebar. You're building the forms. You're setting the rebar to pour a foundation that your future can be built on. And the stronger that foundation, the more people that you get into your business now that get a paycheck. Not about putting people in. It's about putting people in and helping them gather customers and getting them a paycheck. The more people you put in now, the more people that they're going to put in, and the more momentum you're going to have, and the faster this thing is going to grow. And even though we're going around 200 miles an hour, you're getting in a race car that's going 200 miles an hour. I got in a race car that was had to be started and was going 10 or 15 miles an hour in the beginning. You're hopping in a 200-mile-an-hour race car. And whatever it is I did in 8.5 years, you could make it look like the poverty zone. You can literally make the amount of money. You look up 8.5 years from now, and you compare your 8.5-year run to my 8.5-year run, which I cracked over $500,000 last month, and you can make that $500,000 look like nothing if you work as hard as I did. Not everybody's going to do that, but that's the opportunity. In other words, the opportunity is expanding. It's not declining. And you have to ask yourself, how much of that am I going to get? And then you have to decide how you're going to prioritize your life, keep God first, family second, and how, you know, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give up television? Are you willing to give up the little extracurricular activity? Maybe you don't play in the softball league this summer. Or maybe you play in the softball league and you just tell the coach, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to make every game because I'm involved in this business. And you use the softball league to network and other teams to find more people to talk to about the business. You know, I don't know what you got to do, but you've got to show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Because without showing the plan, you're not going to get anybody to enroll in the business. And you've got to become a master inviter. You've got to know how to invite people not to join, but invite people to look. And then when they look, that's showing them the plan, and then the possibility of them joining Ambit Energy is here. I'm telling you, there's no sweeter time to put the pedal to the metal, to get focused like a rhinoceros, get your eye on the target, and charge through and break through that brick wall than right now. But the key to promotion in our current open enrollment era is to get people paid, get people customers. Get them 5 customers outside of Texas and get them 4 customers inside of Texas and charge forward now. It's not the time to rest. I've seen the numbers drop off a little bit, and I'm just telling you, for the smart ones, they're doubling the effort. You can rest on the 4th of April and help the people you put in the business gather customers and continue to build the business under a new set of rules. But I'm telling you, between now and April 3rd, put people in the business, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and help them gather customers. Hey, I appreciate you, Bear. I appreciate everything you do for not only me, but for you and your family and everybody in Ambit Energy by hosting this call every Sunday night. I've done it for years and years and years, and it's a major contribution to our community. I want to recognize you for that, acknowledge you for that. Thank you for that. We're going to open it back up. I'd like everybody to thank Bear Gordon for being a big part of our success.